Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Dr. Donald Gibson is here, too, ladies and gentlemen. Don is Dean and Professor of Management at Charles F. Dolan School of Business at Fairfield University in beautiful downtown Fairfield, Connecticut. And he's here to talk to us about a number of things. We're going to talk about several things, not the least of which is how anger impacts workplace performance. Dr. Gibson, Dr. Donald Gibson, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Jim.
It's good to have you here. Good to have you here. So now you wrote a book on this, didn't you? Managing Anger in the Workplace. It's been out a while. What motivated you? What did you see? What were you experiencing? What were you concerned about that not only caused you to think this topic should be talked about, but to actually write a book about it?
Yeah, it's interesting because in the late 90s, and then this book came out in 2003, there's a lot more interest about emotions in the workplace. And a lot of the what we found was emotions are often undiscussable. You know, people sort of act like they don't have them, or they put on...
Especially guys.
That's right. And in a corporate environment, often you put on a polite sort of smiling face, but underneath are all these emotions. So I was intrigued by that. And we did a study...
A lot of passive aggressiveness, too, there, right?
That's right. So, you know, often in the media, you're focused on the violent outbursts that can occur, but these tend to be pretty rare. Mm-hmm. And what we found was a lot of what you're alluding to, what we ended up calling chronic anger, that almost about 23% of a sample we looked at were feeling this. And it was just kind of ongoing sense of annoyance and frustration. And that's what really can sap productivity, because you don't see it happening, right?
Right.
People are feeling that, but they're not showing it. So you have this this combination that managers might not see.
Right. And so how do you see it? How do you identify it? What are some of the signs? Are they telltale? I guess you have to kind of pay attention, right? You have to do some management by walking around, and a lot of times what happens is something comes to your desk if you're the owner of a business, and it's just so distasteful. The idea that, you know, the things that are the person sounds like a tattletale maybe, and the problem they're bringing you sounds like something you don't want to deal with, you know, and you have to pay attention to it, don't you?
Absolutely. I mean where you end up in terms of dealing with anger, and people think of it as a very negative emotion, but in many ways it's positive. And when we talk to people about their, and we, you know, I've asked a lot of people about, you know, what happens when you express anger at work, and about half the time people think it ends positively, right? You address an issue, you find out where an injustice is occurring or a problem in the workplace. So I think what happens is managers have that when you're running a small business, you kind of have a fear of, you know, upsetting the apple cart, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, everything's going fine. But you do better to treat, if you feel a sense of frustration and anger from someone, to take a problem-solving approach. Like, what? There's always a cause of anger, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what's behind that, and can you get at it? But if you avoid it, if you act like it's not there, then it really can build up into something that could hurt your business, especially if it's a small business and you have, you know, 10 or 12 employees.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that can really shape you know, the feelings there.
Especially even if you have fewer employees. So one thing, though, shouldn't we be talking about what your feelings of anger, meaning, okay, you're angry about something that's happened, but how much of that is because you're being petty? how much is because your ego got bruised, or you're not being a grown up, or your ambitions aren't tracking with the way the company's going. How much of that? I mean, shouldn't we be talking to people about, you know, it's okay to be frustrated, but maybe you don't really have the right to be angry.
Yeah, and you have to separate out, you know, what we think of the situation or the person, right? Are there things going on in the workplace that people have a right to be angry about, mm-hmm. right? So especially inequity is a common one.
Right.
You know, are people being treated fairly?
Right.
Are people being respected, right? The feelings of disrespect is a huge source of anger. Blocked goals, you know, are people accomplishing what they want to accomplish? Okay, so if as a manager you feel like you've been fair in the workplace, et cetera, and then you've got somebody who still is, you know, demonstrated anger and causing trouble for coworkers, then you have to look at the person and say,
right, now we got to find out this person may not be capable of being happy.
Yeah, there are people for whom, and we call it trait anger, you know, they're mm-hmm. sort of angry most of the time or mm-hmm. a lot of the time, and they can be a real toxic force for your workplace. And a lot of companies are treating this much more seriously. Hospitals, for example, now have programs for not only managing anger, but for, you know, evaluating people based on how they express anger. So as a manager, you may have an employee that you need to take aside and say, you know, this is an issue you need to work on, or, you know, this is not the place for you.
Can you have a conversation with your people about this and like get them to open up about things that you might not know about without turning it into a complaint session, a whining session?
Yeah, and what I recommend in this area, one-on-one certainly works a lot better. This is a difficult topic in groups because exactly that.
Right.
It's very difficult to tell where it's going to go. So I recommend, you know, dealing with people, especially if you've got, you know, one or two who seem to have issues, dealing with them directly mm-hmm. is what I recommend.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You got a website you want to give us?
Actually, we got DonaldEGibson.com.
All right. What do they find when they get there?
Okay.
What do they find when they get to your website?
Oh, they'll find some background on me and some directions to find the book and
the book Managing Anger in the Workplace. You got a new one coming out too, right?
I'm still working on it, I'm afraid.
All right. Well, we'll look forward to that one. We come back. I'm going to get Donald to talk to us about Fairfield University, and I'm going to ask him some questions about higher education going forward in the 21st century. That's coming up right after these messages. 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.